Number 39 from March of 2008, Burnout. Several weeks ago, we had some typical bizarre Indiana weather with thunderstorms in January and a drop in temperature of 30 degrees in 10 minutes. The winds were terrific, and our house made moaning and whistling sounds that we had never heard before. When I listened to the weather reports, I figured that we had better be prepared, so Deborah and I gathered up several of our kerosene lamps and set the matches right next to them. We lit one of them up in anticipation of a possible power outage. No sooner had we lit the lamp than the power went out for just a little bit. We went down into the basement and played darts and waited out the storm. Fortunately, our power was only out for an instant. One of the things I noticed during the storm was how that kerosene lamp actually worked. The interesting thing is how long that wick lasts. The wick only burns up if the oil runs out. As long as that wick is immersed in the oil burns, but not the wick. I begin to see the parallel to how we live in relationship to God. As long as we live immersed in God's Spirit, we don't seem to burn out either. It is easy to burn out and feel like we're just going through the motions in many areas of our life. Pastors sometimes feel burned out trying to keep up with all the parish needs. People burn out on all kinds of jobs and lose their excitement. Students burn out on studying and no longer are learning, but just meeting deadlines on papers and making it through to get a diploma. Marriages burn out. We lose the excitement of that first blush of love, and the humdrum of marital life sets in. We've heard all the stories, and we know what our spouse is going to say next, and we wish they wouldn't. But we can rekindle our fire and keep burning if we live in dependence on the Spirit of Christ. If we continually are immersing ourselves in God's Word and in the sacraments, we will burn, but not burn out. The Spirit of Christ in our hearts allows us to love one another in all of our uniqueness without trying to change other people. It allows us to get outside of ourselves when others say hurtful things to us and not take it too personally, remembering we all have issues and we all have bad days. The Spirit of Christ allows us to look at our own self-centeredness and immaturity with a resolve to let God help us change those character defects. God's Spirit makes us bigger than we are, and that makes life exciting again. Like the old kerosene lamp, when we are immersed in the oil of God's forgiveness, we burn brightly, but do not burn out.